Welcome to a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service, or ERS. This podcast highlights an article from Amber Waves, the magazine of the Economic Research Service. We are joined now by Kathy Lipton, the Deputy Executive Editor of Amber Waves.
Thank you. Here with me today is Hayden Stewart, one of the authors of the Amber Waves article, Can Low-Income Americans Afford a Healthy Diet? Hayden, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm happy to be here.
The title of your article obviously asks a very important question. Can low-income Americans afford a healthy diet? But before you answer that question, I'd like to ask, just how much does a healthy diet cost?
Well, that's a good question, but it's difficult to answer because we need to account for both the enormous variety of foods that could make up a healthy diet and the range of prices consumers pay for foods. So the best answer comes from the four food plans developed by USDA's Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion. Their food plans provide guidance on obtaining a healthy diet at four specified cost levels. USDA first started developing food plans that provide guidance for nutritionally adequate diets in the late 1800s.
Did the food plans a century ago serve the same purpose as today?
Well, the first food plan indicated the quantities of foods that could meet the nutritional requirements of the average American male who was doing moderate physical work. And because food cost is always a factor, the plan included foods that were also economical. Today, USDA has plans at four different cost levels that specify the types and quantities of common foods that people of all ages and genders could buy and make at home for a nutritious diet. In June 2008, the cost of these four USDA food plans for a family of two adults and two elementary school-aged children ranged from just under $600 per month for the thrifty food plan to almost twice that for the liberal food plan. The cost of the thrifty food plan is important for recipients of food stamps. And by the way, the food stamp program is now known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The maximum benefit amount under SNAP is equal to the cost of the thrifty food plan.
So does that mean that low-income households have enough money to purchase the foods in the thrifty food plan?
Well, the cost of a nutritious diet modeled on the thrifty food plan is clearly affordable for low-income households receiving the maximum SNAP benefits because that's equal to the cost of the thrifty food plan. However, other households may have trouble affording this diet if they don't receive SNAP benefits or if they receive less than the maximum benefit amount. These households will need to spend some of their income on food in order to obtain the meals and snacks outlined in the thrifty food plan. SNAP benefits are based on the assumption that up to 30% of income is a reasonable share to spend on food. That 30% share is based on research conducted by the Social Security Administration in the 1960s.
But is it reasonable to expect that low-income households can spend up to 30% of their income on food when the average share in the United States is about 10%?
You are correct that the average food share for all households is around 10%. Basic needs other than food, like housing, medical care, and transportation, are taking up larger shares of many households' budgets. Keep in mind, though, that 10% is an average. Food expenses may account for a larger share of some households' budgets, particularly low-income households. Still, low-income households allocating 30% of their income to purchase healthy diets may have to forego many of the items on which other households currently spend almost 90% of their income. So, the affordability of a diet requiring 30% of income becomes questionable if it means a household must cut back on medical care or expenses like child care and transportation that are necessary for working families. So, for low-income families today, a nearly one-third budget share for food just may be unaffordable.
So let's talk a bit more about the cost of a healthy diet. Many people think that some healthy foods, such as fruits and vegetables, are really less affordable than other types of foods. Is that true?
Many U.S. consumers do seem to believe that healthy foods such as fruits and vegetables are relatively expensive. But research doesn't support that. Researchers with the State University of New York at Buffalo, for example, studied families participating in a program for overweight children. Each family was instructed to base their diets on low-calorie, high-nutrient foods. At the end of the program, not only had the health of family members improved, but they had also spent less on food. The researchers found that as the families replaced snacks with healthier foods like fruits and vegetables, costs went down. My colleagues and I examined food prices and further found that prices for many fruits and vegetables have remained roughly constant relative to those of processed snack foods. We examined inflation-adjusted prices for 11 basic fresh fruit and vegetables and 4 common snack foods, chocolate chip cookies, cola, ice cream, and potato chips, and found that prices for the basic, minimally processed fruit and vegetables have been falling at about the same rate as those for snack foods.
You've discussed the cost aspect of the food plan, but do households have enough time to follow the thrifty food plan as well as work outside the home? In other words, is it convenient?
Previous versions of the thrifty food plan assumed that meals were largely made from scratch, and obviously this raised concern about how much time households needed for food preparation. A Tulane University researcher estimated that households needed to devote over 2 hours to food preparation per day to follow the 1999 Thrifty Food Plan. Using data from the 2003-2004 American Time Use Survey, researchers here at ERS found that low-income women who worked full-time spent just over 40 minutes per day on meal preparation, which may not have been enough time to prepare the meals outlined in earlier versions of the Thrifty Food Plan. The newly revised Thrifty Food Plan more realistically reflects the time available for food preparation, especially since it's expected that households receiving assistance be in the workforce. Foods such as boxed macaroni and cheese, frozen vegetables, ready-to-serve breads and cereals, and other commercially prepared foods are included in the plan. However, the plan does not include hot, ready-to-eat meals from grocery stores, nor restaurant foods, whether bought for dine-in or carry-out.
It seems that time and budget constraints can make it difficult to obtain a healthy diet. So how can households make the most of their time and food dollars?
Well, remember that fruits and vegetables are low in calories and a great source of key nutrients. As our research shows, many varieties are also available for no more money than other popular snack foods. To better afford a healthy diet, many households, not just the low income, may want to think about moving more fruits and vegetables to the middle of their plates and budgets.
Hayden, this has been very interesting. Thanks for spending some time with us to share your findings. I've been speaking with Hayden Stewart, one of the authors of the Amber Waves article, Can Low-Income Americans Afford a Healthy Diet? You can reach Hayden at 202-694-5394 or at hstewart@ers.usda.gov. You can access the latest issue of Amber Waves at www.ers.usda.gov/amberwaves. In the November issue, you will also find articles entitled Fluctuating Food Prices, A Complex Issue with No Easy Answers. Child Health and Well-Being Differ for Metro and Non-Metro Low-Income Households, A Pilot Program for U.S. Food Aid, and Conservation Reserve Program Acreage to Decline. Will Benefits Also Fall?
This has been a podcast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service.